Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Victor Filadora is Chief Physician Executive at Catholic Health. He's joining us this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Western New York is being impacted by Hurricane Helene. Dr. Filadora, there's a big change at Catholic Health. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. Good morning. That hurricane really affected Baxter, which supplies IV fluids for about half of our country. And they are our sole supplier of fluids. So we are putting in conservation methods to really make sure we can do the best in caring for our patients and high quality care, and really looking at what we are doing to make sure that the patients we're caring for have enough IV fluids.
So the Hurricane Helene closed down a plant in North Carolina that supplies a lot of the nation's IV fluid supply, and it's the sole provider of IV fluids for Catholic Health. Is that right? And why do so many hospital systems seem to get their IVs from one supplier?
You know, it's interesting that Baxter plant produces about 1.5 million liters of IV fluid a day. And there are about four producers of that throughout the country, and they're all strategically located. And this Baxter plant is really sitting on top of an aquifer that provides really pure water, and then it's economical for them to produce. And so really, it really depends on how they're sourcing their fluids and water to actually create these bags of IV fluids and distribute them. And it's not uncommon when you try to be really economical in your cost structure in health systems to try to find and contract with people who can do this cost effectively and efficiently. And sometimes that happens when you do that with just one provider.
All right, this conservation plan, for those just joining us, you're canceling elective surgeries, which is a pretty big deal, isn't it? I mean, I would imagine this is going to affect a lot of people, at least in the short term.
So, yeah, we are doing a number of things, right? We are concentrating medications. We're changing some delivery systems and how our medications are delivered. We're really looking with our pharmacy teams to make sure that patients that need it get it. We're encouraging oral hydration. Yes, and part of our plan is to look at our elective surgeries that are not urgent emergent. And we're saying, you know, if some of these surgeries don't need fluids, we go right ahead with them. But we're trying, as we understand the situation better, to say, you know, how many fluids are we running? How many fluids are we going to get? And it's really a math calculation to make sure that we have enough for those that we are currently caring for in intensive care units, you know, in a hospital, so we don't run out. We have a number of days supply in advance. Baxter is trying to get back online. We're looking at other sources to supply us with this. So we're really doing a multi-pronged approach to make sure that we continue high quality and safe care for our current patients.
Are you anticipating that other hospital system, even here in Western New York, will be kind of following suit and doing something similar?
You know, it really depends. They could. Every hospital system is slightly different. You know, ECMC is a large trauma center. Roswell Park uses fluids because they give chemotherapy and they need a lot of hydration, and Kaleida Health is slightly different. So everybody will have a slightly different strategy. They'll have a slightly different way that they procure these and use these, and they go through them at different rates. But if this continues, I do anticipate that others could follow suit.
You know, this, again, is Catholic Health's decision. It's not Kaleida. It's not ECMC or Roswell, as you pointed out. But do you ever share supplies in crises?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at COVID, right, the hospital systems all came together and created certain strategies and worked together. So, yes, the hospital systems do work together in times of crisis. But, you know, you have to understand we're all affected differently, and it's, you don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul, right? If for instance, ECMC had a big supply, but there's a large fire and they have to treat burn patients, if they give away their supply, then they're not able to, you know, treat burn patients in our community. So it's a very delicate balance on how you work with all the other systems and you know, it's all risk management and trying to really be as aggressive as you can in safe care without being risky.
We're obviously talking about another storm coming up here in the next 24 hours. Does it concern you that that might impact the timeline significantly going forward as to when things will be back online?
I think it just depends on federal resources that, you know, that plant has lost, the Baxter plant, they are still missing 500 out of 2,800 employees. They are building homes, tent city kind of situation for workers that to help bring that plant online. You know, so anything that disrupts their ability and pulls resources from that team to be able to do that could be disruptive. But being that it's in North Carolina and not in Florida, you know, I'm hopeful that that won't happen.
Yeah, obviously, hearts go out to all of those people affected at that Baxter plant. For patients here who may have elective surgeries scheduled, what do you suggest that they do?
So we are working on a day-by-day basis with our physicians and our hospital teams to see what allocations we have and what we think is safe. Then those physicians are meeting as a team and really kind of trying to say what, you know, what is urgent, emergent, what we need to go forward. And when there's that that list of patients who have conditions that can be put off a little bit, those physicians and their offices are contacting their patients and having a conversation with them.
Well, we'll, of course, hope to keep updated on this as it continues to unfold. Hey, thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us this morning. Dr. Victor Filadora, Chief Physician Executive with Catholic Health, as they have announced that they're canceling most elective surgeries that require IV fluid.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.